What's up? How you doing? The LFG gang are back once again for another Tuesday night party. Welcome to the Block Party. Powered by Block Asset. I'm Adam Catterall. Pleasure as always to be in your company. And it's a pleasure to be bringing you a couple of special guests this evening. And as well as that, also giving you the opportunity to get stuck into our community. Just in case this is the first time that you've ever been here, you don't have a clue what the heck is going on. Where have you been, man? Last 5 weeks have been off the chain, and we're going to continue to be tremendous over the forthcoming months as well. We want you to become part of this community, and how you do that is very, very simple, by joining us on our Discord. The link to that Discord is in the information provided on the bottom of this stream. If you go into the comment section, it's all there, the description of the video. Click on the Discord and become a member there. You can also follow us on all different social media outlets. And there's a new social media outlet that I've got to introduce you to a little bit later on in the show. In fact, there's loads to introduce you to on the show, because this is a community-heavy program this evening. We're going to be talking about the roadmap for the back end of the year, Q3 and Q4. Of course, we're going to continue the conversation about all things sports. We're going to bring in some NFTs, and we're going to talk all things crypto as well. To help me along with that, it's my right-hand man. He's ready to rock and roll. He's in a little bit of a different location because he's got a bit of a Wi-Fi issue. But he's here, and he's ready to rock and roll and get stuck into the Tuesday night Block Party. It is the one and only Mr. Nick Pete. There he is. Look at him. Giddy.
What about that? Hey, I'm ready for my passport photo there, look.
Does it? Yeah, man. You having a little bit of bother with your gigabytes, are you?
I mean, I don't know what's going on. I've upgraded my TV package, and since I did it, the Wi-Fi to my office has gone to Rebo West. So I'm going to have to play it by ear in the short term until I get it sorted, unfortunately.
Guest-wise tonight on the Block Party, we're going UFC heavy. Khusein Askabov is going to be joining us, a man that's going to be making his UFC debut on July the 16th. A lot of hype about this fella. He is an absolute savage, picking up multi-world titles in other MMA franchises. He's coming to the UFC, and he's taking on Herbert Burns in his UFC debut. Well, we're going to have a little bit of a chinwag with him in about 10, 15 minutes, so make sure you stick around for that. He's very kindly stayed up to join the show. We're also going to be checking in with one of Manchester's favourite sons, a man that burst onto the UFC scene a couple of years back. He hasn't fought on home soil yet. A little bit disappointed about that, but hopefully that is all set to change. He lit up Abu Dhabi and Fight Island. It is, of course, the one, the only Lerone Murphy. He's going to be on the show talking about his life story, which is absolutely crazy, and, of course, his aspirations in the UFC. So if you've got any questions for either of those two UFC stars, you're more than welcome to chuck them in the comment section, and we'll have a little bit of fun. You know the score with this. If you've been here five times through the five shows that we've done so far, post your wallet. That's got to be a phantom wallet, by the way. Post your phantom wallet in the comment section. And throughout the course of the show, you know what Nick gets like. If you pay him a compliment, he'll give you 1,000 block. You know how it works. You butter him up, you give him a kiss and a cuddle, and you get rich. It's as simple as that. He's very easily pleased. So if you do that, put your wallet in the comment section. Make sure it's a phantom wallet. Nick will pick out various bits throughout the course of the show, and we'll start dropping 1,000 block. Now, we've also got a little bit of an extra special thing lined up for you, right? Because we want to reward you with NFTs this evening. So throughout the course of the show, from start to finish, however long this show lasts, we're going to do another fire sale. And what we're going to do is we're going to invite you through your Phantom Wallets and through magiceden.io to go and buy Legend NFTs. Any Legend NFT, you know the one. You've seen Bisping there with his robotic eye. You've seen the likes of Muhammad Ali. I Shook Up the World, all those types of NFTs, all done by DOSBrite. They look absolutely tremendous. So we're going to encourage you throughout the course of this show to go and buy one Legend NFT. At the end of the show, we're going to have a raffle for all the people that have bought one Legend NFT, and then what we're going to do is complete the set for you. Right? So you'll get the rest of the Legends gratis. So if you go and buy yourself a Muhammad Ali, for example, or you go and buy yourself a Jonah Lomu, or you go and buy yourself a Michael Bisping, we'll complete the set at the end for one lucky person. All right, so we'll stick everybody who buys a Legends NFT in a big pot. We'll drag one out, bish, bash, bosh. You got yourself a full set. I'm very jealous about that. So if you can just take over the show for a second, I'm going to go buy myself a Legends NFT.
Exactly.
So therefore the lads just get a bit confused and maybe pick me out. There you go. Listen, before we get our first guest on, shall we talk a little bit about the roadmap that's coming up? Because obviously Q3, Q4, a lot of people have been interacting on the Discord wanting to know what the next stages are for Block Asset and people getting involved. We can tell you stuff, and hopefully this will give you a little bit more of a picture over the next few months. So Q3 starts in July, just in case people don't know what I'm referring to, and then it'll be 3 months after that, and then the 3 months after that is Q4, all right? So as you can see there, the USIC NFT collection. There's going to be a new 2000 generative collection from Dosprak with profits going to charity. We mentioned this when Alexander Usyk was on the show. This is all to support those affected by the war in Ukraine. We've also got the new site going live. You can expect something very, very special with other experiences at its heart. We've got the asset store as well. This is all in Q3, all in this three-month period. We know that you all want your Block Asset merch. You want to look like Nick, basically, because he's absolutely littered in the stuff every single blooming week. It won't be long now before the asset store is alive, so you can stake your NFTs, save those asset tokens, so you can spend them on BA merch, experiences, memorabilia, NFTs, all the likes. You can get tickets and various things like that. We've also got the Athlete Launchpad, which is coming as well. We're building the go-to place for all your future NFT mints and athlete token pre-sales. So this is all happening in Q3, just like the rest of the site, that will be launched over the next 3 months. Do you want to talk them through Q4, mate?
Yeah, sure, yeah. Q4, as you say, last 3 months of the year. Of course, we've got the athlete tokens going live. Everyone is super excited at Block Asset about that. I know a lot of the community is super excited about it as well. We literally can't wait for those athlete hubs to go live. The hubs will be a place where you can engage directly with those athletes, with your favorite athletes. We're taking tokens, NFT trading, exclusive media, voting on athlete content and athlete decisions. Plus, you can view all the athletes' social media, Insta, Twitter, YouTube, all that, all in one place. And the best of it is, this is where you'll also be able to purchase real-life experiences with the athletes that you own tokens in. That is absolutely phenomenal. Cannot wait for that at the end of the year. Yeah, man. I hope I'm getting tokenized.
Have you heard you, man?
My mum wants tokens in me. She'll buy them all, my mum. No problem. Absolutely no problem.
Unique experiences? As an athlete that you obviously are, mate, what unique experiences would you offer the community if they were to invest in your token?
I'll take them on the lash at live events. So basically a stag do with Nick Pete. That's what I can offer you. That's the peak of my powers. I'm full on a night out. So let's go.
That's it. So it's not like people, obviously, when you're investing in a normal athlete, you're kind of investing in the stock. Hopefully you want them to do well. You're investing in their journey. You want them to go and become the UFC champion of the world. And therefore, not only do you earn off the back of that, then I'm sure there are more benefits for you maybe to go to certain things and have experiences with that athlete. Nah, you just want to go and have a party. Where are you doing these parties? Anywhere where you're planning?
Anywhere that'll let me in. You know me. Anywhere that'll let me across the threshold. It's a good idea. I'm going to speak to the team on this after the show.
Listen, we've got lots of sport to talk about throughout the course of the show. Earlier on today in Saitama, Japan, we basically saw the coming of age of an absolute superstar in the boxing world. We're, of course, going to be speaking about Noye Inoue's fantastic victory over Nonita Donaire. That was just truly sensational. We'll give you a little bit of a preview because England and Germany are playing tonight, probably the greatest rivalry in international football. Nick hates international football. To be fair, I'm not too keen on international football either, but we'll have a little bit of a crack about that anyway, which kind of leads me on nicely to the weekend just gone. Here's a question for you, and I'm kind of springing this on your toes, Nick, right? And the community watching this might be able to give us a little bit more information, especially if you're from Wales, right? So if you're Welsh watching the show with us this evening, was the weekend just gone the greatest weekend for Welsh sport of all time? And that's a big shout, man. That's a big shout because you've had some elite superstars down the years. Your rugby team's done incredibly well too. But what I'm referring to is, of course, the football team qualifying for the World Cup for the first time since 1958. That's big.
Unreal.
That's basically you abandoned the World Cup during the Queen's reign. That's basically what you've done, right? But you're back. You're back in the game. So qualified for the World Cup this year, obviously in Qatar. That's Welsh first and foremost. And then, of course, one of your favourite sons in Joe Cordina becoming the IBF super featherweight champion of the world with a sensational knockout victory. That happened the night before Wales qualified for the World Cup. So that happened on Saturday. That happened on Sunday. It's going to take some going to beat that, innit? I can't think of... I mean, listen, I'm not too up on Welsh sporting history. I'm sure there's been some great Six Nations victories and some World Cup victories in the world of rugby and all that type of carry-on. But it ain't going to get better than that, man. That was big.
Yeah, it was massive. And for the first time, I think there was a lot of chatter, especially in South Wales, about the fact that football, it felt like football has finally overtaken rugby. Now, that might only be for the next 6 months up until Qatar. But yeah, it was incredible. And you can see that by the emotions of the fans, the bits of the news footage that I'd seen. Obviously, I was all over the boxing with Joe Cordina landing. Was that the greatest knockout in the history of Welsh boxing? Tell you what, it's certainly in the conversation. I know we've had some cracking champions over the years, but mate, having a little look down the list of those, and again, dozens of Welsh world boxing champions, but few have turned up in Cardiff in their world title fight debut and landed a punch as beautifully timed and as well executed as Joe Cordina did on Saturday night. I'd run the risk of saying it's the best punch ever thrown in Welsh boxing history. So there's another layer to add on top of your Welsh sporting weekender.
As you can see, we like to fluff stuff up. Yeah, we're going big. It's the greatest. That's what we do. Whenever there's any recency bias or anything like that, we're going as big as we possibly can. It was a sensational shot. Joe Cordina, what a shot that was. Congratulations to him becoming the IBF champion of the world. And congratulations to the football team as well. It must have been a quite difficult game of football, that. Everything that's going on in the world, obviously, recently on this very show, we spent a lot of time, didn't we? With Alexander Usyk speaking about the conflict that is going on in Ukraine. It must be very difficult for a person that is taking on any person from Ukraine in the world of sport right now to shut off their emotional connection to that person for 90 Correct. Minutes or whatever it may be, in order to go and fulfil the job. Obviously, the Welsh football team managed to do that, but it must have been a blooming tough thing to do, mate. Must have been tough.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Scotland couldn't do it, could they? So I love that post, by the way. I've just threw that up from Coffee 1800. Mental hour pro golfer took Wales to Qatar. Oh, yes. Love it. Love it. Little bit of...
Do you know something?
It's not called Wales. It's called Bales, according to Brabanda. Love it.
Listen. People are going to start speaking about you and Coffee soon, man. Every week.
I know. He's always... I always get every him all what's going on the show. I know. I don't even like Coffee either. How funny is that? Hey-ho.
Every week, you have a little bit of a flirt with Coffee. You're always dropping 1,000 block in the wallet, aren't you? I'm going to check who Coffee is. If this is your wife...
it's not my wife, it's yours. Anyway.
All right, there we go. That's it. All right, okay. There we go. Speaking of which, Do you want to drop some blocks somewhere? Whilst we're waiting for our first guest, we're still waiting for Kusin.
Let's see.
Let's get some coin out.
Here's a nice one there. Zan Lucas Stain. Nice little post from Zan. The roadmap almost as beautiful as Nick today. There you go. Zan, we'll drop a little bit of block in your wallet, brother. Thank you for the interaction.
That's ridiculous.
There's loads here complimenting me on the way I look and your lack of hair. So you'll get to see many more of them as the night goes on.
That's why I've got the hat on today. Because I haven't had time today to go all over and get the shine on my man. This is ridiculous. If Carlsberg make here, I'll put that on the screen. That is ridiculous. That is ridiculous. Who's writing this stuff? I'm sure, right? I'm sure you have got...
Rat cat.
You have got a group of people, a group of bots somewhere, just filling in all the comment section. That's ridiculous. If Carlsberg made presenters, they'd make Nick Pete. Give the man 1,000 block. See, this is how easy it is to get 1,000 block off Nick Pete.
That's it. I love it. Oh, dear. I better save him. There we go. Life is war. Your wallet's about to get littered, brother.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Go on.
No, listen, you're not giving any more away to compliment. Right. Calm yourself down. Otherwise, the lads will be having a sweat. They've only just started. We've only been on 15 minutes and they've given away 2,000 block already. Calm down, boys. We are just waiting for Kusein Askabov, the newest member of the UFC crew, who is going to be fighting on July 16th against Herbert Burns. Just waiting for him to log into our little chat room so we can get him on the show. Coming up a little bit later on, Lerone Murphy will be with us. We've got plenty of things to tell you about that are going to be coming up in the not too distant future. I don't know if you can see this because I've changed my set today. Don't know if you've seen this, mate. Obviously, every now and again, because I've got the as you can see here,
I've got your Dos Bracks there, yeah,
But I always change the setting. I always change which one it is. Dos Bracks are is I've got a few on there, and obviously we've got a bit of Bruce Lee, Muhammad Ali, and we've got the Legends NFT in the top corner, which I'm sure people can see. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if you noticed, but I've changed the gloves today. You might not be able to see that, but I have changed the gloves.
Okay. All right. Whose gloves have you got up today?
Well, the gloves have been changed because Noye Inoue, Nonita Dene. You see? Upstairs nice. For thinking, it's upstairs for thinking. Nice. The prized assets are out because the boys provided big time, didn't they? A little earlier on in Saitama, Japan. First and foremost, we're obviously going to talk through that fight before Kusein gets here. Might as well get stuck into it now. Performance-wise, for Noye Inoue to stop Nonita Dene within 6 minutes is truly sensational.
And what was the it, conversation, 4 minutes? Wow.
Yeah, and the conversation now is obviously, where does he stand on that pound-for-pound list? When people are talking about the greats of modern boxing, yeah, he's only a small dude, but I tell you something, he is a serious player at the top level.
It's just how frightening how much power he's got, but it's the execution of it as well. You know, the guy's 23-0 now as a pro, 20 knockouts in that time as well. Okay, we've heard the fighters like that in the bigger weight classes, but to be as small as he is, to be bantamweight and below, you know, he starts out as a light flyweight, and to be able to put people away with the one bum punch knockout power that he's got, you know, it's not nature, that's nature. He's just born with that kind of frightening power. But what we're seeing as he moves forward in his career is that he's adding more strings to his bow as well. His footwork is outstanding. He sets everything up lovely. His footwork allows him to close the distance to allow him to land those big bombs and get those big finishes in. That's what makes him so impressive, and that's why he's got to be spoken about in the pound-for-pound list. You know, this is a three-weight world champion. Could have been four, but he never bothered with flyweight. He just went right past it. Phenomenal, phenomenal fighter, unified now in this bantamweight division. And I'll tell you what, if he doesn't go to at least super bantam, maybe even featherweight one day, I'll eat your hat, because I'm telling you now, he'll do it.
What's next? Because there's loads of options, isn't there, right? Because we speak about undisputed champions. There's one other belt to collect. We know who holds that belt in his current weight division. But then there's other options to be taking on top 10 pound for pound guys as well in weight divisions that are just either side of him. What would you do next?
Me personally, obviously, I think unifying, bringing all the belts together, one singer, one song, you know us, man, we're boxing and UFC fans. And what the beauty of the UFC is that each weight division has one champion. And that's what boxing suffers with, especially when it comes to attracting mainstream fans. So 100%, I think the Paul Butler fight is the fight that they should be trying to make. I know from having spoken to Paul Butler that they've already made contact, that the fight is being very heavily talked about, could well happen before the end of the year. And then I think Inoue, if things go right for the Japanese guy, and I'm not counting my boy out because I've known Paul Butler since he was a teenager, but if things go well for Inoue, back on home turf again more than likely, then I think the move up to super bantamweight to take on a Stephen Fulton, to take on a Ahmed Aliyev or someone like that would be inevitable, because unifying one weight class, just like Canelo, man. This guy's out here not just being one of the best in the world, but he's out here trying to define a legacy. He wants to go down in history as probably the greatest Japanese fighter of all time. And to do that, you've got to move through the weight divisions. You've got to unify weight divisions. And right now, I think that's all he's thinking about.
Yeah, man. Do the Block Asset crew fancy a little bit of a trip to Japan? Undisputed Championship of the World.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I think what I will do, though, is there's a video that was circulating from the fight earlier today, and it was shown earlier in the evening. If we can just quickly run that VT. This is Inoue getting his hands wrapped prior. Now, as you can see there, that's layers of tape across the back of his hand. This is prior to any bandages being added. This is pre-bandaging. They're layering tape across the back of the hands. Now, that's clearly allowed in Japan. It's not allowed in many other places around the world. I doubt it would be allowed in the UK. This is now the other hand. Yeah, this is the other hand now. This is the bandages going on top. And as you can see a bit of foam padding there as well, which will be folded back and rolled across the knuckles. So the reason there's some controversy there is because taping on the back of the hand prior to adding bandages is really something that it can be done and it needs to be discussed at the rules meeting, but it's not really accepted here in the UK. It's not something the British Boxing Border Control would allow. It's not something most of the commissions in America would allow either, because if you put layers of tape, layers of bandage, layers of tape, layers of bandage, you're basically creating a cast on the hand. And it creates, obviously, it just goes rock solid. It's called loaded gloves, or it's called stacking your gloves or stacking your bandages. What he's done there, what you tend to see is bandage, and you can use, get all that bandage on there, and then tape usually goes over the top, whereas he's got tape, bandage, and then clearly he would have had a little bit more tape at the end as well. So really interesting, and I'm not trying to take away from Inoue's performance here. Far from it. Listen, as I say, he's well within the rules to do that, I'm guessing. I'm not up on Japanese rules and regulations, but clearly, that's not been an issue with whoever's been the inspector on the fight night. But I'd like to point out that he has fought in America and he has fought here in the UK and he has scored incredible early knockouts there as well. So it's not this. But it was just an interesting talking point today because so many people online were getting invested in the story because, it's not something that we tend to see, certainly here in the UK.
Yeah. Listen, we'll pick this conversation up a little bit further on in the show. Just a quick reminder, tonight's prize giveaway is Legends NFT based. If you're purchasing a Legends NFT throughout the course of the show, we will stick you in a raffle at the end of the show. And whatever Legends NFT that you purchased, you may have gone for a Jonah Lomu, for example, we will complete the set. So you'll end up walking away tonight with a full set of Legends NFTs. All right. So you do that by going to magiceden.io. And also, as well as that, make sure you put in your phantom wallets in our comment section. And Nick at random times will just give you 1,000 block because he's kind like that. Now then, time to get our first guest on. Before I actually bring our guest into the show, shall we watch him in action? Because we've got a VT, right?
We've got, you've heard of Khamzat, you've heard of Shavkat. This is the next guy, and you're going to meet him first right here on Block Asset, on the Block Party. But before that, as Adam's about to say, check the highlights out.
Undefeated records in MMA are rare, really rare. Mm-hmm. This dude's got one through 23 fights, multi-weight world champion. He's now stepping into the UFC. Beware, because he's here and he's ready to rock and roll, and he's ready to rock and roll wheels right now. Kusen Askubov, welcome to the show, my friend. How the devil are you?
Hello, how are you?
Very well, sir. Thank you so much for giving up some time on your Tuesday evening.
Waiting for you for a long time.
don't blame me. I think I'm going to get smashed. I might be victim number 24 in a minute. Listen, calm down, Kusen. Don't. Listen, July 16th, obviously you've been unbelievable in your mixed martial arts career so far. You're now stepping in to the UFC. Herbert Burns is going to be the man that you are facing. How long have you waited for this moment?
A long time for this day, everywhere training in Miami, in Thailand, everywhere training hard. But I'm ready to smash him, I think good fight for us, for me, but it's no good opponent for me. It's very easy.
Wow.
Where, obviously you've trained all over the world. I know that you've been in Thailand, You're currently at ATT. Talk to me about that. Talk to me about that link up and why you decided to link up with the guys at ATT.
About ATT?
Yeah.
1 year ago, I was there. I stayed there 6 months. I have friends, Masuda. I have a lot of friends in the ATT, very good gym, very good training, you know, sparring. When I was there, I grew up, good training, you know. And last week, my friend, Moser Eloy, also, he is one, but he's training also with me in Miami, in ATT. I think good gym, very good gym.
The opponents that you've got, obviously, first of all, sorry, you're 23-0. We see regularly now, you know, guys and girls coming into the UFC 6-0, 8-0. Why has it taken so long, Hussein, for you to get this opportunity? You should have been in the UFC a long time ago, man.
I know. You know, 3 years ago, Sean Shelby told me he want to fight. I say yes. But 2 weeks ago, he told me, but I know was ready, you know, to fight. But after 2 years ago, you know, one more, he told me he wanna fight in UFC. I say yes. When? He said last week. But I was not ready, you know. That's why it's my problem. I know I need to be always ready to fight. But now I'm ready to smash everyone.
You finally got a bit of notice for this fight, because you need notice, because I know you said you're going to smash him easy, but Herbert Burns is a name, man. He's established.
I know. He's a good fighter, you know. Everyone good fighter who is coming to UFC, everyone is good opponent. But I know me, you know. I know who I am, you know. I can smash him very easy. I can break him. We'll see 16 July.
I know that this is just the start, Hussein, but in previous places like the WWFC, you've been a multi-weight world champion. You've gone between weights. What's the ambition with the UFC? Is it to do a similar thing, to become world champion and also to be world champion in multiple weights?
Say again.
Is the ambition in the UFC similar to what you've done in other organizations, to be a multi-weight world champion?
Yes. You know, you talk about Herman Burns, yeah?
Yeah. I'm talking about you're fighting at bantamweight. It's my accent, my friend. Don't you worry. It's my accent.
You talk very fast.
I'll slow down. So the divisions in the UFC, you are in bantamweight, yes? In other organizations, you have been champion at bantamweight and other weight divisions as well. Do you want to do that in the UFC?
Yes. You know, and for 145, I know a lot of good fighters in for UFC, where I know another fighters, but I can't be champion, you know, 100%. I respect another fighters, but I can't be champion in 145, you know. Before, I always fighting in for 135. Now I can't come to in for 145.
Who is currently the best in the UFC at 145? For one, you, who's the best?
No, one for me is better. He's now he will be champion in 100%. I know him, you know. For Moser Eloy, a very good fighter, you know. I think he will be champion.
Did you see him at the weekend?
Last week.
But with him fight?
Yes. Did you see his fight last week?
Yeah.
Of course. He's my good friend, you know, good brother.
Do you have a sit for anyone that's not seen you fight yet?
I saw this fight, you know. Before fight, 2 days ago, I told my friend, you know, he's win 100%, because I know Moser, you know, he's very strong, cardio is very good, you know. But 2 months ago, he fly to in Miami, he was ready to this fight, you know.
He's good stand up and he's really good on the ground. And when you look at your record, you're similar. You have lots of great submissions. You have flying knee knockouts. So you're very versatile as well. It's like a new, the neck. Are you guys the new generation?
He's no, Moser and me, is we are together. Fly first time 2 years ago, we fly together in Miami. We starting for training in ATT. He was good for wrestling and jiu-jitsu. His cardio is very good, but last 1 years he is in boxing is very good, you know, happening very good.
Well, there's a lot of fans in the comment section that are extremely excited.
I can smash wrestling, striking, jiu-jitsu. He's you know, Herben Bronze. I don't know his name. he think jiu-jitsu is very good, you know. But I will show him, you know. Jiu-jitsu, wrestling, Thai box, kickboxing. I can smash him, you know, for everywhere.
Do you think that your rise to the top in the UFC will be quick because of your experience and because of the level of opponent you're starting with? Herbert Burns is a good fighter. For you to fight him, to beat him, then you will be fighting ranked fighters straight after.
After this fight, yeah?
Yes.
You know, after this fight, when I... After this fight in the world, all people, they will know me, you know. I will trust me.
Kusen, you're a frightening man. I know that you're relaxed and you're chilled. I'm scared.
I think you don't believe me.
No, I believe. I'm scared, man. I'm glad that I'm not in the same room as you right now. I'm glad. Listen, enjoy
on the you know, happening soon map.
Yes, on the rankings.
Yes.
Listen, we are looking forward to the debut. July 16th is when this is happening in the UFC against Herbert Burns. This is a very
7th of July. Everyone they will know me. Believe me, brother.
There you go. 17th of July, everybody's going to know this man's name. Kusen Askabov. He's a serious dude. I'm frightened. I don't ever want to be in the same room as him because I know that he'll choke me out. There'll be some anaconda coming my way or something. Yeah, he's smiling. You know, look at him.
Tachimai also is one, is Burns, yeah? Old brother in Herburn.
Yes.
Smash him, but I will smash him also.
So now, hang on a minute, right? You're now saying that not only are you going to smash Herbert Burns, but you're now going to smash Gilbert Burns.
Kafka's style is very different, you know? Very different. We have style different.
But he's he's 170. He's heavy.
Oh.
Gilbert.
Believe me, brother. You will see.
I love it, man.
Listen, I'm on the trend. I'm here.
Kusain's coming for everybody. Everyone's coming.
I have twin brother also, but if Dana want, I can smash young brother. My twin brother, he can smash old brother. You know.
We're talking.
Both, you know, together.
Yes, tag team, tag team MMA. I love it.
That's it. Listen, Kusen, enjoy camp. We're looking forward to July the 16th. Thank you so much for joining us on the show, my friend. We will be watching.
Bye.
Yeah, can't wait. Take care.
Take care, bro. Mate, man, with all due respect,
scary dude.
I've absolutely filled my kecks, right? That dude. First, he started the interview by saying, I've been waiting for you. Where have you been, man? No, I was waiting for you. I literally only kept him waiting 30 seconds. The minute he locked into that, into the room, I locked him straight in because I knew what was going to happen. And he's calling me out. Shit.
Jesus, man. I told you, man. Listen, we've got Kamzat. We've got my boy Shavkat. Add Kusain to that list. These Smesh brothers don't stop at anyone, man. And this guy is legit. Anyone that accepts a fight with Herbert Burns on their UFC debut
Correct.
Needs respect. But go away and look at Kusain's records. Go and look at what he's done outside of the UFC. That's why I was saying to him, man, you're 23-0, but you're legit 23-0. It's not like you've got a padded record. You've been putting people away in style. And it's mad that it's taken this long. But also, you know what? He kind of mentioned it there. He said, Sean Shelby's been on the phone, but he only gave me 2 weeks' notice. Then a year later, he tried to give me 1 week's notice. That takes balls, you know. It takes balls from any fighter who wants, obviously aspires to get into the UFC, wants to go to the big show, to go, you know what? Nah, man. It's got to be on my terms. It's got to be when I'm ready. And now it's kind of paid off for him. He's been able to get a proper fight camp, proper preparation, a proper date that he can work towards. And he's got himself a proper name in Herbert Burns as well. You beat Herbert Burns on your debut, especially if he gets a finish, and his form suggests that he probably will. Mate, you're away. You're flying. You're already halfway up the ladder.
Mate, he's hanging out with Mosvar Evloev as well. You know what I mean? Serious mate. Character. If anybody watched Evloev at the weekend, he was absolutely terrifying. Not many people do that to Dan Ige. You look at Dan Ige's face at the end of that fight, it's like, what the hell just happened? Evloev was absolutely sensational. If that's the type of cat that he's rolling with, Jesus, man.
Jesus. Serious, then. I tell you what, here's an idea. Smash Brothers Season 2, those two rocking round. Oh, my word. Oh, mate, my days.
No, I am not making that. Ethan, who's in charge of all the content here at Blockcaster, he could go on his own. I am not being in the same room as that man. Listen, with Hamzat, you can kind of chat him out of choking you out. You could do that. I don't think I could do that with Kusain. I don't think I could stop him. If he's coming, isn't he? You know what I mean? He's taking everything.
That's what she said.
For those that are just joining us here at the Block Party, we're here every single Tuesday night from 7 p.m. Lerone Murphy's going to be joining us very, very shortly for a bit of a chinwag about his current situation, and hopefully we'll get to see him back in the octagon sometime soon. Whilst these conversations are going on, you're starting to see a few graphics flashing up on our screen of people buying Legends NFTs. So you've seen a couple of Wayne Rooney ones that have gone up, a couple of... John Alomi ones went up a little earlier on as well. What we're basically doing this evening, if you are buying a Legends NFT throughout the course of the show and you get them from magiceden.io, we will, at the end of the show, have a raffle. We'll draw out one name, and that one name who has bought a Legends NFT, we will complete the Legends set for you. So if, let's say, you bought a Rooney, we will then give you a Lomu, a Muhammad Ali, blah, 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 blah. We'll fill the rest of it in for you. All right, so there you go. So that's what we're doing this evening. That's the party. Have you got any more wallets to give some block to, seeing as that people are paying you compliments?
I've seen quite
a few, can I just say,
lots of people paying me compliments, Mega.
I just want to say there as well, right? Obviously, fantastic attempt at English that from Kusain. His English is far better than my Chechen by an absolute mile. How did he understand you perfectly, that thick Scouse accent? And he couldn't understand me speaking on minus 14. Eh?
Mate, because you've got that weird Mancunian Stockport accent. You know what I mean? You just got to speak the lingo. Chechen and Scouse, basically the same language. You need to understand that. Right. Let's get a bit of block on there. Look at this one. Oh, look at that. Hey, right up my street.
What's it say there? Oh, Big Lamar fan. Listen, you better explain that, because Nick's got a weird taste in music. You look at him and you think that he's all about the Beatles or the Lars or people like that. No, he is. What did you refer to Lamar as? What did you call him?
The songbird of our generation.
Yeah, you called him. Did you call him the British Marvin Gaye? Is that what you called
him? The British Marvin Gaye. That's another tag that I like to use when I'm discussing Lamar as well. People laugh and you may scoff, but I'm telling you now, after you've watched this show, when you're out later walking the dog or before you go to bed, download Lamar's Greatest Hits on your iTunes account. Thank me tomorrow. Every track is a banger, I'm telling you. But anyway, that's for Mick Lou, a Finnish friend of mine, apparently. Big countryman of the big Sammy APS, so you know I deserve the block. Mick Lou, you do deserve the block, my friend. Enjoy Finland.
Enjoy Finland. That's a sign off and half, isn't it? Enjoy Finland. There you go, man. Listen, we've got a little bit of news for you regarding a new social page that we want you to be involved with. Because as you know, Block Asset, they're over everything. Let's be straight. They're doing the crypto. They are doing the NFTs. And obviously the sports chat is growing on a week-by-week basis. We're here doing this show for you. And there'll be more sports content coming your way as well over the foreseeable future. So we've got a new social page that we want you to get involved with. It's dedicated to sports. All right. Block Asset Sport. Very simple. There it is for you. At Block Asset Sport across the socials. I completely appreciate that we've got various different types of people coming to the show. Some just come for the sport. Some come for everything. Some come just for the crypto and the NFTs. I get it, man. But there's a new one there for you. The other one's not going anywhere. Don't worry about it. Block Asset Call's not going anywhere. That's still going to be rocking and rolling, and you can still use that. But it's going to be more crypto and NFT conversation. That Block Asset Sport is where you can get our content, I suppose, the stuff that we're going to be involved with Block Asset, interviewing various people from the world of sport and getting them on the Block Asset accounts. All right. So all documentary content, latest sports news, announcements, et cetera, will be on the Block Asset Sport page. So make sure you are following that. You just nipped off there. Have you just purchased an NFT? Mate, are you trying to get yourself into our competition?
I want the full set. If anyone from Block's listening, you know, coffee, wink, wink, get myself sorted. Can't just give myself Block every week, can I?
England are playing Germany tonight, my man. Got some bad news for you.
Is it part of the Nations tournament or whatever it is?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Whatever happened to an international friendly? Do they not have international friendlies anymore? Does everything got to be a Nations tournament or whatever?
Yeah.
Nonsense.
It's not for you, is it? International football.
Now, listen, I'm a mad footy fan, man. I have been my entire life. I've played the game my entire life, and I'm a season ticket holder, as you know, as well. But when it comes to international football, it just does absolutely nothing for me, and I don't understand how people can get so engaged. Maybe that's a Liverpool thing. Maybe it's because there's a disconnect between my city and London and whatever goes on down there because of historical reasons. But I just don't get how a City fan or a Chelsea fan can suddenly start cheering for Jordan Henderson, or a Liverpool fan can start cheering for Phil Foden or whatever, when you spend 9 months of the year praying the dude gets a bleeding broken leg. I just don't get it. I've never got it. Even as a kid, I never got international football. Yes, when the World Cup rolls around, I join in. But as you well know, I tend to pick other teams and support other teams during World Cups. I love World Cups. I just pray England don't, I just don't want England to win. Weird, I guess.
But are you upset that they put Trent on the bench tonight, mate? He's one of our boys.
Yes! Yes!
What do you mean, yes?
I'm absolutely delighted. He's had a killer of a season. I think it's absolutely ridiculous that there's even an international break now, period. Everyone who took part in the Premier League, and certainly a player like Trent that went and played in every single football match available to him in the season, should just be off now. He should be lying on a beach in Dubai. When we had him on the show a few weeks ago before the Champions League final, I said, what are you doing the day after the Champions League final after you do a bus tour in front of 750,000 people in your hometown, which is standard? What are you doing on the Monday, Trent? Where are you going? What beach are you going to, son? And no wonder he didn't bite, because in reality, he was going on frigging England duty. Who cares? Let the kid go on his holidays. Ridiculous. Absolutely. So the fact he's on the bench, great. I wish he was still in the hotel. Fact. Sorry.
Can't get in the team, mate. Kyle Walker's in.
Good. Mate, Kyle Walker, keeping him out the team. Hilarious.
What are you talking about? He's the best right back.
Kyle Walker couldn't get a game for us. Kyle Walker couldn't get a game for us up at Goals on a Wednesday night. That's a fact.
You're a card, aren't you? You're a card. Listen, before we get our next guest on, and he's going to be with us in a couple of minutes, Lerone Murphy, we've got a little bit of a tease for you, all right? Because hopefully in the next few weeks, there will be a certain Miami Cuban coming to join us on the show for a little bit of a chat. You may have seen this particular gentleman on other streams recently, sporting the old Block Asset t-shirt. He's obviously part of the gang.
Jesus walks.
Should we give him a little tease? Hopefully, hopefully Ethan's got the VT ready to rock and roll. So let's roll the VT. This is coming, baby.
What's up?
Mate.
Listen. Dang. That, do you know what's super necessary? That clear white suit, red shirt, Dos Black special with Street Jesus.
Stop it.
I want that.
No. You see what you want to see.
I want that NFT.
You see what you want to see.
I see exactly what I want to see. And I want that NFT, man.
For those people that missed what Nick's referring to, roll it again, Ethan, just in case people did miss it. You know what I mean? Because people are obviously going to guess about what Masvidal's involvement with Block Asset is. We're not going to tell you anymore. All will come apparent very, very soon. And hopefully Jorge will join us on the program to talk about it a little bit more. But you saw him there in the t-shirt. You saw him on Ariel's show last week, I think it was. He was all Block Asset-ed up, talking about all stuff that's going on in his life. And hopefully he'll come to join us on the show in the not too distant future to talk about his involvement with the lovely fellas here at Block Asset, and obviously that
I can't wait
little,
to see that collection, man.
That little collection that you just saw.
You know, Dos Black is just the special artist, man. You just know with Street Jesus, there's so much to go after as well, man. There's so many narratives that are played out there. Woohoo! I'm excited, man.
Listen, Dos Black is a phenomenal, phenomenal artist, as you've seen with the Legends collection. You've seen it with the Smash Brothers collection. You'll see it with future collections. You'll see it with his own art. I'm disappointed that he's not drawn us yet. That's all.
Yeah, me too. Dos Black, come on.
I know you watched the show, man.
Jesus.
I know.
Slip your wallet in there, Dos. I'll slip you some blocks, son. I'll get you some block.
I'll pay you for the drawing with somebody else's coin. That's how we'll do it. Oh, mate. Oh, my man. Right, we've got loads still to come. We'll talk a little bit in the build-up to England, Germany, obviously. We've got a little bit on the golf maybe coming up this weekend, with maybe the whole world of golf getting blown up into smithereens now with this tournament that's going on in the Middle East. Mm-hmm. And we've also got a little bit of a Gurum teaser for you as well, because this is right?
Yeah.
Go on,
sorry.
I was going to say, right, regarding Gurum's documentary that the boys have made, it is now, it's got a cinema release. It's got a red carpet release date. It's ridiculous.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous. So if you're in Georgia, don't watch this on the stream when we release it. Don't do it. Go to the cinema, man. Get popcorn and all sorts carrying on the proper release. Now then, I've no doubt there's going to be a documentary, a film, a blockbuster made of this lad's life in the once he decides to call time after he's obviously conquered the UFC. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome 0161's finest. Here he is. I can see him grinning away, bringing to the show. Let's get him going. It is, of course, Laurent Murphy. Welcome, my man. How are you, bud? You well?
I'm all good, you know. Getting a lot better, man. Feeling good.
Right. You're going to have to talk us through this, because we've got a big audience here that they know about your story, and I'm sure they know what's happened to you recently. There might be a few that haven't. We were expecting maybe a date for you to be back in the octagon. We're all getting giddy. And then all of a sudden, you laid up in hospital, mate, with a bandage around your head because you've been knocking about on your bike and someone's knocked you off it. So come on. What the bloody hell happened, son?
Bro, I'm the unluckiest man on the planet. Hard work. Like, I was doing a cycle, obviously building back up to fitness, doing a cycle, done 30 kilometers, just getting home. I'm driving down a hill and a car's just turned right without even looking. Just slapped me off my bike.
Wow. What, straight over the bonnet, straight over the roof job?
Yeah, I hit the windscreen. So I hit the windscreen and I come over the other side. And like when I've kind of like come to my senses, my bike was next to me. It was weird.
And what were the severities, Laurent, of the injuries, mate? Because obviously we saw the aftermath when you were laid up in hospital and they'd sort you out, but how bad was it?
Yeah, I had a massive gash in my head, which was like pouring with blood. Like even when they was putting towels on there, the blood was coming through the towels. Just a few grazes and stuff like that. But it was just my, the head wound was the serious one. I was lay there for like 45 minutes, bleeding out.
Wow. Jeez, you're like a cat, man. How many lives have you got left?
Bro, I think I might be on my last one, you know, I don't know.
Mate, lunatic. How does that then affect the next opportunity for you to be able to actually get back in the octagon and fight? Because I know that with a head injury like that, there'll be medical bans and stuff. What's the score?
Yeah, that's why I'm just taking it easy for now. I've got to get another scan in a few weeks' time. But the first scan they didn't see no bleeds on the brain or whatnot. So good. That's positive. But I've got to get another scan to make sure. And if all was good, I hope to get out this year, man. I want to get out at the end of the year.
Mate, well, we were giddy. I mean, me and Nick were like, hey, could be July, man. We could actually get this guy on British soil. I mean, what's been going on? You've been terrorizing everybody in the Middle East, pal. We've been wanting you over here.
I know, man. I'm dying to fight in the UK. Dying, man. But my time will come the right time, innit?
Absolutely, mate. Absolutely. So you're thinking it's going to, obviously, scans and health and all that type of thing, there'll be an opportunity this year. The thing is, though, you're now turning in to a bit of one of those fighters that would feature on pay-per-view cards.
Yeah,
it's not, with all due respect to the Fight Night card, and I love it, and I would have loved you to have been on Fight Night London, of course, just for the home fans, and they'd have buzzed off that. But the displays that you're putting in, mate.
Well, I've done two pay-per-views already. My debut was a pay-per-view, and my last fight was a pay-per-view.
Well, that's what I mean. It's difficult to go backwards from that unless it's top of the bill stuff.
Yeah, you know what I mean? For real. Well, that's always been the goal, man. Like, I'd love to headline in Manchester. Even if it was a fight night, whatever, I'd love to headline in Manchester. That's my goal, innit? So from this year, end of this year, next year, I'm stepping up the levels. I'm asking for the big fighters. I can't be wasting time no more. Because I'm seeing guys win. I'm seeing these guys win, and I know that I can beat them. Do you get what I'm saying? It's like pretty frustrating, man.
You can't waste time anymore because you cheat death. Every time it's easier, there's another story about you cheating death. And it's a case of you better get it done quick before he finally catches up with you, man.
What I'm saying, man. Title's got to come home first.
Yeah, exactly. Did the person in the car stop, by the way? Did they get out and make sure you're okay? Or
he stopped, but he didn't get out. He was terrified. I think he thought he killed me. He was crying. I just see he thought he killed me, but he didn't get out. But he did stop, though, which was good. Everything's all right.
So is that it now? Bike riding is out. No more bike riding as part of the fitness regime.
Bro, do you know what? I didn't even have a helmet on. This is the mad thing. And now, like, since it's happened and I see people riding on bikes, like, everyone's got helmets on. Like, why didn't I have a helmet on?
Because you were too cool. You're too cool for the helmet. That's why. We know why. Get yourself a helmet.
Dangerous. It's dangerous out here, man. Can't even ride my bike.
Wrap this man up in cotton wool.
Just a bit.
What is it like being sat out watching the division develop that you're in? Must be incredibly frustrating.
Yeah, it is, man. It is. Do you know? It is, man. It is, but massively, because I know what I can do, and I know what I can do, and I feel like I'm top 15 level now, and I just want to get out there. But it's good to watch some of the guys fight and see who's who and what's what. But I want to be getting like somebody. Next fight, if I don't get top 15, it's got to be somebody like that's just outside the top 15, because I need to be fighting top level guys now.
Come on, man, this is what this show's for. Who do you want? Let's be specific. Who are you thinking? Anybody, you've seen, listen, don't do that to me. Don't do that to me, Laurent. You've seen someone. You're going, I want to smoke that dude. Let's go,
mate. I've seen those fighters on the weekend who I sparred with and I battered. I know it was a bit ago, but these guys that are smoked, I know where I'm at. Do you get what I'm saying? I know where I'm at. So anyone, man, any of them.
How have you found the transition to the UFC? Because a lot of people, sometimes when they come in with hype from other organizations, they find getting in, when they come to the UFC, they find that the level disparity is massive and they do struggle a little bit. For example, this weekend, there's a guy fighting called Mano Cap. I'm a big fan of him. He was brilliant everywhere around the world, and he just struggled in his first couple of fights to find his feet. He's found it now, and he's away. How did you find it? How did you find that transition?
Took me around. Transition. Got dropped to the first in the first minute or whatever, and then from then I just knew, like, come on, fix up. But I feel at home now. I felt the level. I know what I need to do. Know what I need to do in training. I know how hard I need to work to keep up, and that's it. Like, I know where I'm at now. I know where I belong. I know I belong here.
That round you're talking about as well, that was like your first round in the UFC. That was your UFC debut against Zuckerkov on Fight Island. Mm. At that point, though, I'll be honest, you had to be a pretty hardcore MMA fan to know you were Lerone. You kind of came in under the radar, and then suddenly it was like, boom, Lerone Murphy's on Fight Island. And we were all like, what? It just kind of like happened really quickly overnight. It wasn't like a traditional, you know, we'd heard about you. You'd been on Cage Warriors or whatever it may be. You've been on some of the bigger promotions. You were just this guy from Manchester that had a big reputation on the scene. But when you got into the UFC, as you say, that first round, for me, that's the only round. That round number one is the only round you've lost in the UFC. You shouldn't have lost that fight. You won rounds two and three. So you should be, you know, you shouldn't have that draw on your record, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But the ease in which you've just picked it up, we never really seen it or wasn't really known on the high profile shows. But this, like, the way you've just come into the UFC and just rattled through people, it's been mightily impressive, man. It's been really impressive. And that just shows you, I guess, the work you've done behind the scenes, the work you've done in the gym. Because I know you're based in Manchester, but I know you're a fighter that likes to travel and train as well. You've obviously trained with UFC level guys for many years behind the scenes, because to fight the way you are inside the octagon is frightening.
That's it, yeah, man. I've done a lot of traveling. I've trained with the best guys for years, from amateur days, and it's like I just didn't get my chance on like the Cage Warriors or whatever. I just didn't get the chance, do you know what I mean? But I always knew I was good enough. Like, I was sparring, even when I was like 2-0, 1-0, I was sparring the top guys then in the UK, like sparring all of them guys. So I always knew where I was at. I just needed a chance, and then I got my chance in it and proved it.
It's weird because obviously, your last performance against Makwan Amir Khani last October, I mean, it was a sensational finish. Sensational fight, but the finish was the one that captured everybody's imagination. Then you see Makwan get an opportunity, obviously, against Grundy at London. He gets a victory. So you kind of know the level of that victory.
Yeah.
And as I was saying to you 2 moments ago about the frustration, because that's now coming up to nearly 9 months ago, and we haven't seen you back in the octagon since, and Makwan's been back in. He's won. So now he's obviously going in that direction. There's other fighters going in that direction. Yeah. So at the weekend, a lot of 145ers doing things, and you're thinking, where would Lerone be with these guys? So
do you know
it's
what,
all about like, activity, isn't it?
Yeah, for me, exactly. For me, this time off has kind of just, it's given me like a big lesson, I've learned a big lesson from it. It's like when you're healthy, just go. I'm having a fight, going on holiday, and then you know what I'm saying, like having time out, like nah, I need to just stay on the horse while, you know what I'm saying, and just keep riding.
All right, so this is what we're going to see now, Nick. He's going to get right when he gets back.
That's
he's going to nail somebody, and then he's going to say, "I'm not going home. Who's next? Let's go tonight. Let's go right
I'm
now."
I'm on a Hamzat vibe. I'm looking to fight every week. Serious note. Like, I'm looking to this. This is just show me now. I just need to just stay on it and just. I do stay in the gym anyway, but I need to fight more regular, and that will build my name a lot more as well.
Yeah. What happened last year, Lerone, with the Charles Jourdain fight? What was the issue there? Was that a visa issue? Was it a COVID related issue? How come that fight fell through?
So obviously it was supposed to be in London, and then they moved it to America. Didn't have a visa. Other fighters' visas got pushed through quick, but I don't know what happened with mine. Didn't end up getting my visa in time anyway. I got it like 2 weeks after the show, so I missed that fight. That would have been a good fight as well, man. He's fighting Shane Burgos now. I'd even like the winner of that one, to be honest.
Yeah,
there
you go.
That'd be a good
fight.
There's
the call out. There's the call out right there. There you go. We did it. We did it, baby. Nah, Jourdain Burgos winner. We won him.
I don't discriminate though. There's about five fighters that I'd like to fight in it. at that level. They're all around the same level. All them guys are all around that same level.
Mate, yeah. Listen, how good, with all due respect to him, because he's a legend and we absolutely love him, Edson Barboza and you?
It would. Do you know what? I've been offered that fight in the past and I wasn't ready.
Have you?
I wasn't ready. I did get offered that fight in the past, but it would be a good fight. And if you, I was speaking to somebody about it last month as well. I'd love to fight him in Brazil. If I was going to fight him, I'd love to fight him in Brazil. That'd be sick.
You're a sick man. You're a sick man. Yeah, love that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Burgos is a great fight. Mate, I'm looking at these rankings here, right? And obviously your style, I think you're a touch more rounded than the people that I'm going to mention, but you and Burgos would be tremendous. You and Barboza would be tremendous. Even Sadiq Youssef. I mean, Dan Ige is coming off a loss at the weekend. That's a great fight as well. Tapora's in there, and obviously he's a guy on the rise. Mate, this division is stacked. There's some wonderful fights there.
I feel like the featherweight division outside of the top 15 is the hardest division in the UFC right now. I can name 10 fighters off the top of my head that can challenge for the top 15 easy. Do you get what I'm saying? So I feel like I've got a stiff division, but it just motivates me more to do better in it, train harder, whatnot.
It must be good at the moment, though, as well, when you look at the rest of the British scene that are in the UFC. And it's hard now to find a weight division where we haven't got a fighter that's ranked or on the verge of being ranked. You must feel it as well that, you know, the days of the UK being lucky to have one or two fighters ranked across the entire roster, they're long gone. You know, we've pretty much got someone either ranked or almost ranked in every single weight division.
Yeah.
It's never been stronger than it is right now. And I bet you're seeing the same thing in the gym up in Manchester as well. The amount of kids and bodies coming onto the mats these days, the sport's flying.
Amateurs, I feel like the UK is going to have a lot of champions by in the next three, four years, we'll have a lot of champions, like, and a lot of guys that are in the top 10. People are, like, we're flying at the minute. People are solid up and down the country, solid gyms. Arnold Allen's doing good, Rocky's doing good, Aspinall, Till, me. Like, we've got, you know what I'm saying? We've got a solid fleet of fighters now.
Yeah, man.
What's that horse behind you?
This horse.
Yeah, man.
Just a little.
Talk me through that. What is that?
That's the stallion, that kid.
Stallion.
That's the stallion. That's just to let you know.
You like that one, yeah?
Yeah, man.
Mate, he's a polished.
Serious piece of kit, that, innit? You know what I mean, lad? listen, in all seriousness, I'm so glad that you're fit and healthy, mate. You know what I mean?
Me too.
After what we saw on social media a couple of weeks ago, we were all shitter pants. But it's great to see you there, smiling. And hopefully, we wrap you up in cotton wool now till the end of the year, and fingers crossed we can see you in an octagon doing your thing, yeah?
That's it, man. I've been put on this earth to do something, obviously, in it. So,
and
my belief is, I'm here. I've been put on this earth to win that title, give back to my family, put my family in a better position, and whatnot, and obviously give back to a lot of people out here that are struggling. Do you know what I mean? So, that's my calling, and that's what I'm going to do as well.
Obviously, we're on your social media, right? And I don't know about you, Nick, but this man's far too good looking to be on any of our programs ever again, right? I'm just having a quick look through his Instagram. You got that model vibe going on, bro. What's going on there now? You know what I mean?
I
see you. I see you.
Two close calls, deaths, and I'm still looking pretty.
That's it, exactly. Yeah, look at him. How does any man get shot in the face and still be that pretty? That's why it's not fair, man.
Look at this guy. People, follow him. El Prezi 45 on Instagram. That's what I was looking for. I was looking for the handle. Follow him. He's got the candid shot off to a T. Every time there's a shot, he's like this.
You know, like that one.
Yeah, he's giving it one of them. He's got
that blue steel.
Mate, you got it. If you've got it, flaunt it, man. Absolutely. Get fit, get healthy, and get your ass back in an octagon, because I absolutely adore watching you fight, mate. It's an absolute treat. Fingers crossed we get to see that again soon.
I'm aiming for Abu Dhabi number 5. That's what I'm aiming for, man.
Mate, you're going to get residency out there if you keep bloody turning up and knocking people out.
For sure. October, man. Hopefully, October.
Okay. There you go. October, that pay-per-view. get the Prezi back on there, man. Let's get it going on. Top man. Thanks, Laurent.
Thanks, guys.
Take care, Laurent. Nice to see you, buddy.
There you go.
He's right, Laurent, you know. He see that guy there? He's right when he says he's been put on this planet for a reason. Yeah. Because, you know, we're talking there obviously about him getting hit by a car and, you know, no helmet on. Jesus Christ, anything could have happened. You know, you land a different way, God forbid. But, you know, this is a guy, we touched on it there. You know, he was involved in gangland in Manchester when he was a young man. He was shot in the face twice and lived to tell the story. You know, if that's not someone that's been put on this planet to do good, to inspire a generation, and that's what Laurent Murphy is doing and will continue to do. As long as he keeps competing inside the octagon, if he continues his journey, if one day he lifts UFC gold, that's inspirational for any kid in this country that is maybe caught up in knife crime or gun violence or gangland violence right now, that there is a way out, there is another option. This guy cheated death twice now, and yeah, here he is, big smile on his face, doing nothing but positive things and being an inspiration for his community and the rest of the country, man. If you can't love the Laurent Murphy story, then, mate, you can't love any kind of story, because it's got romance and sport and everything we love built into one. And we're locked in on his journey. This guy's undefeated in MMA, 100% got the ability to go all the way. Follow him, get behind him. I tell you what, we're going to be on a cracking journey with him. He's fun.
Just do me a favour. If you are a cyclist, wear a helmet, all right?
Yeah.
Anyway, we've got a couple of... in fact, we've literally
I've got some community news. Yeah, I've got some community news.
Just on the competition, you've got a minute left on the NFTs. The boys are going to wrap that up and they're going to pick us a winner and get that sorted. Go on, crack on with the community news, Nicholas.
Yeah, a little bit of community news here. This week, Darren Till actually got on the Discord chat under the name at... Not Darren Till. Now, you won't believe this. He goes on there. Yeah. He starts giving away block. He starts giving away NFTs. He's asking people for their wallet addresses. And the rest of the community think he's a scammer and actually get him blocked from the Discord.
Correct.
And that's it was Darren Till. It was the real Darren Till. But absolutely, you should be blocking him from the Discord. Yeah, of course, he's a liability. Other news as well. UFC featherweight.
It was actually him.
Yeah, it was actually Darren Till. Yeah, it was actually Darren Till.
I'm delighted that you blocked him. I'm delighted that you blocked him, team. Well done.
Yeah, correct. UFC featherweight Jonathan Pierce has also joined the Block Asset Discord this week after bagging himself a Jonah Lomu NFT. He's loving the Block Asset community. You can catch him tomorrow on the community podcast, 7 p.m. UK time. That is live on the Discord, and it's exclusive for verified NFT holders only. If you bought one tonight, jump back on tomorrow. He's on the podcast.
Till's a moron, isn't he? I know that he watches the show on a week-by-week basis. You're an idiot, mate, aren't you? Why don't you just let somebody know that you were going into the Discord? Yeah? Rather than terrorizing everybody. Let him go in, and then you could do what you need to do, and then nobody gets you booted out. Anyway, that was probably half the kick for him anyway, wasn't it, to get booted out of the bloody Discord?
Of course.
Listen, we got a teaser for you, yeah? Because as you know, the boys, they went to Georgia recently and made a phenomenal piece of film. Phenomenal, phenomenal piece of film with Guram, who was a guest on our show a couple of weeks ago. Top guy, looking forward to him being back in the UFC. He's been out for a period of time. We're going to show you a little bit of a trailer of the upcoming film that is coming out. I think it's coming out Friday. I think it's coming out this Friday. Check this out. You got to give it to our team, man. Even in the gang know exactly what they're doing when they're making film. Yeah, that looks unbelievable. The whole thing will be tremendous. And if anybody watched Gurren with us a couple of weeks ago, you'll know that kid has got a phenomenal personality. He's got the impressions of Scarface and Scousers, you name it. It's going to be full of fun. And I'm sure there's going to be some heart-wrenching moments in there as well as he takes you on a tour of Georgia. That's available for you Friday. And as I said, if you are in the Baltics, if you're around Georgia and you're watching us from Georgia, I believe that this will be available in cinemas near you. That's mad. That's mad that this will be in. I hope there's a red carpet and stuff.
Mega.
It's got to be a red carpet for the lads, hasn't it?
It looked amazing, to be honest with you. And I've seen a bit more footage and it's just incredible. I hope the Georgian tourist board are weighing the lads in because this is going to do massive things for tourists.
Everybody's going on their holidays to Georgia, man. Let's get out to Georgia for holidays. there you go. Right, I am not in cahoots with the boys. My phone's just died, so I can't identify whether we actually have a winner from our NFT.
They're still sorting the winner out. They're still sorting that out at the moment. So just give us... Do you know what? In fact, do you know what I did want to talk about? We touched on it at the start of the show.
Okay.
The incredible implosion that is world golf at the moment. What the hell is going on in the golf world? This Saudi-backed LIV Golf Invitational Series has completely tore a new arsehole in the sport of golf. You've got so many major winners who have just abandoned the tours, the World Tour, the PGA Tour, to be a part of this Saudi-backed thing. I think the first event is this week in the UK. But you've got, you know, Dustin Johnson came out today, two-time major winner, former world number one, and admitted, yeah, mate, I've quit. I've resigned from the PGA Tour because I'm going to take part in this tournament. And there was Louis Oosterhuizen was up there, Graeme McDowell's up there. These are all major winners of recent time. These are guys that now, in theory, can no longer compete in the Ryder Cup because they're not part of the PGA or the World Tour. So golf's going through a weird time at the moment, man, a proper weird time. And there's two schools of thought here. More competition, more opportunity, better for the sport. And then on this side, they're just doing it for the money because there's an absolute $25 million pot or whatever it is at the end of every little rainbow there. So it's a strange time to be involved in golf, man. It's kind of like, not like we football, we fought off the European Super League. Well, it's kind of like in golf, they failed to fight it off. So there's a real now direct competition for the World Tour and the PGA Tour.
Listen, it's all well and good winning trophies, but your trophies don't pay your mortgage, do they? Let's be straight, man. Phil Mickelson's done it as well, hasn't he? Is he playing? He's playing out there in the Middle East.
There's a few there, yeah. There's a few. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting to see what happens because the PGA Tour can't just go, well, Dustin Johnson, see you later. That's the beauty of it. You're talking about some of the premier players in the world, so the tours can't just go, well, you've gone there for the money, so tough. Because it will affect gates, it will affect tournament rankings, and it will affect standings if you've not got these players in the majors. People will always go, well, he won the major, but let's be honest, it was the year that such and such and such and such, and those four or five, they weren't involved because they were overdoing the Saudi thing. So I think golf's got a, you know, it's got some big decisions to make. And the Ryder Cup thing's massive because that would hamper both Ryder Cup teams because there's so many players who've gone into the tournament. So, yeah, man. It's interesting times for the old fairways.
Listen,
do you play golf?
Do I look like a man that plays golf, mate? Absolutely not. That's just a waste of my afternoon playing golf.
Good golf for me, mate. Good golf.
Oh, yeah.
Long off the tee. Long off the tee.
I've heard that you're long off the tee. All sure, no dough. That's basically what you are, aren't you, lad?
All gear, no idea.
Do you genuinely play? I've known you. How long have I known you? I've never seen you clear off for a game of golf.
It's because I slip away while you're still in bed. We went to Top Golf at the MGM, and I was smashing it over the back fence.
What are you talking about? That's like, what that thing in Vegas. That's like
we were half cut,
mate. That's like a computer. Exactly. It's like a stag do computer game. That's not golf. You're not winning any majors playing that thing.
But what you would have noticed if you weren't 19 rum and cokes in is that even in my state, of intoxication, I was still smashing the ball over the back fence.
Not for me, mate. Not for me. Listen, I get it. I understand that there's loads of, it's a high-skilled game. There's loads of people out there that participate in it and they're absolutely buzzing off it. Sound, man. Not for me. I like to watch fighting.
Yeah. violence. Not enough violence involved.
I'm a violent man from Blackburn. that's where I'm at. Anyway, have we got a winner for the NFTs? Otherwise, we'll roll it on to next week's show. Have we got anything coming through from the boys? We do have a winner. Oh, my days. Oh, my days. My eyes are terrible, mate. I can't see that. My screen's not big enough.
Let's have a look. It's definitely someone that has purchased a Wayne Rooney NFT. Block Asset Sales Bot has picked the winner via Twitter. There's no details on there, but obviously, if that's your NFT, if you're the one that's purchased that, it is Wayne Rooney, isn't it? A Wayne Rooney NFT, that one with the shades. You know if it's you. Congratulations. You will now get the complete set. You will get one NFT from each of the legends featured in the Legends series to go with your Wayne Rooney NFT. Congratulations, man. I'm very, very envious because to have the complete set, man, is wicked.
There you go. The boys will get that sorted. Obviously, they know who you are. They've got your wallet. That's why they've got you up on the screen. And therefore, you will get a nice little drop coming your way. Mate, do us a favour. Just give away a bit more block, will you? Just to wind the lads up. Come on, let's reward the community. They've stuck with us throughout the course of the show, listening to us waffle on about all sorts of nonsense. Come on, man.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find...
And try and pick somebody that hasn't paid you a compliment, yeah? Just pick. And just a normal person.
A normal person.
Yeah, not a Nick Pete fan.
It's okay. Oh, everyone's paying me such lovely compliments, though. I'm trying to find someone that isn't being... incredibly complimentary. Let's see. Bum, 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 bum. Coffee, man, I can't hit you up again. People are going to start talking. People are start talking already. Here are we. Here we go. Bumf. Ed Wilson. There you go, pal. Let's bang a little bit of block way.
Hang on a minute. Why have you picked another one that's got a reference to you in it? There you go.
It just
Nicky,
says,
baby.
Nick, hand out some more block. Yeah, man. Nice one.
That's 1,000 block for him. Make sure you've started it. One more before we finish the show. Come on, let's finish on a high. Let's get another one out there.
Okay, I'll try and... I'm desperately trying to find someone who's being complimentary about you.
You've done that. You can't give Ed two locks just because he complimented you twice.
Because he called me baby, yeah.
That's
it. Let's see. Here we go. Go on then. I'm an Adam fan. Is that the one you're putting up?
No, I am not that type of dude, man. I'm not that type of dude. There you go.
Sorted. Bugs.
There you go, Bugs. Sorted, mate. Yeah?
Yeah.
Make sure that's your Phantom wallet, pal, and we'll get that sorted out for you. We'll get you a 1,000 block pinging your way. See, I'm not that type of person that looks for my name in some of these and then reward you. I reward the whole community because we're all in love, aren't we?
We're all in this together, I know that.
There you go. Like I said, right at the start of the show, we have got that roadmap that hopefully you can go back and refer to now that we put up right at the start for Q3 and Q4, which involves the Usyk NFT collection and, of course, various other things that will lead to athlete tokenization by the end of the year. If you've missed that, if you've only just joined the stream, it's right at the start of the show. So you can rewind the stream once we've finished, go right to the start of it, and it's all there for you. The roadmap that we're going to be playing out. We've obviously got the new social handle that we want you to get involved with as well, which is Block Asset Sport. Get stuck into that. We did give you a little sneak peek of what's coming up for the Gurum film, which is out on Friday. And, of course, our partnership with a certain Jorge Masvidal, Gamebred himself, of which will become more apparent over the next couple of weeks. And who knows, he might pop up next week or the week after or the week after that as one of the guests on the block party.
Yeah.
There you go. Who knows? Listen, thank you very much for your time this evening. Hopefully you've enjoyed the show. A little bit of sports chat in there, a little bit of crypto chat, a little bit of NFT chat in there too. We will return next Tuesday night from 7 p.m. UK time, streaming around the world. The community is getting bigger. Make sure you subscribe to the Discord. That link to the Discord is in the description of this video. Make sure you're following all the social media handles. More importantly, make sure you are subscribing to this YouTube channel so you never miss out on any of our content. In a bit, we'll catch you next time.